Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Well, there's a time and a place to educate your child about anatomy and sex, but the time is not in kindergarten when your child is 5 years old. That's especially true when the material is explicit and more appropriate for teenagers. Today, a dad fights back against his son's school district to stop graphic material from being taught in the primary grades. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Krulitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you moms are joining us again this week. Glad to have you here. Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. All righty, on to today's program. Tanner Gianetti is a single dad from Colorado who has primary custody of his six-year-old son, Hayes. Now, when Tanner discovered that explicit material titled Understanding Our Bodies was going to be taught in Hayes' kindergarten classroom, he went to work immediately to get this instruction out of the school curriculum. Welcome, Tanner, to the Moms for America podcast. We love it when the dads come on. We need more dads like you.
Oh, man. You know, we need more dads and moms right now with our current situation. So amen to that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Joelle and I had seen, Joelle's our membership director. We had seen some of your comments on social media and the situation that you were fighting right there with your little guy in your community. And we thought, wow, this is just a great example of parents standing up, asking for transparency, holding the school accountable, and wanting to know exactly what's being taught to their kids. So real quick, just tell me a little bit about you and your boy and kind of introduce us to your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, me personally, I'm 32 and my son is six. He's in kindergarten, but we've called the Roaring Fork Valley and specifically Carbondale home all my life and really all his. My family originated here from Aosta, Italy in the late 1800s, early 1900s, acquired a nice ranch property here in Carbondale in 1927. So got a long history of being here in this valley and been a devoted father and advocate for youth and community my whole life and upbringing. So this issue really hit focal home for me. It was pretty appalling to locate this after returning from winter break when everything up into our elementary experience with my son being in kindergarten was really so great. Yeah. Everything was going so good. So this was a pretty unfortunate twist to come back to school.
Yeah, I want to say when things like this happen, it is shocking. And again, we are talking about your little guy. Your little boy's name is Hayes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So now we're talking about a little guy who is as cute as the day is, a little in the innocence of a kindergartner. We're trying to hold on to the innocence of our kids as long as we can, obviously. And when the school comes in with something outrageous and is trying to sexualize our children or redefine them and split us with their kids, especially in kindergarten, it is absolutely appalling. So how had school been with kindergarten? Did you ever, and before we get into the specifics of it, I kind of want to get to the fact that, did you ever think that in your community, they would start to pull this strange ideology and try to change and influence children at such a young age? Were you even aware of anything like that ever happening in your area?
No, not to this pedigree. And, you know, being so grandfathered in as a legacy family in the valley, we're definitely seeing a lot of change. And being situated in between Glenwood Springs and Aspen, there is a lot more, you know, left ideology that's moving in, and especially post-COVID when everybody was retreating to the mountain ski resorts towns. So it is becoming a sort of a mecca. And unfortunately, how most of, you know, this ideology really spreads is in the municipality works in these councils, because typically those positions and an area that it's a two-income household to sustain a livelihood. Usually it's trust fund family money, and those are the people who run for office and politics, and everyone else is so busy just trying to provide for their livelihood that they're not paying attention. So a lot of this just gets passed through unbeknownst and unacknowledged until it's almost too late.
Right. Good point. And the fact that you're saying there's been a migration and a change in your community, one of the things that always shocks me is that people leave an area because they're frustrated with it. Like you said, they shut downs with COVID. They want to go to the mountains. They want to go to a different part of the country that's more open and free, I'm assuming. But then they bring their voting practices or their, center to left thoughts. And they start infiltrating communities, and that has been a big problem across the country.
Absolutely. And it's definitely across the country. And it's just the hypocrisy, and I don't know how you change it.
Yeah.
That's my biggest scope right now, is just coming back to the common sense, merit, integrity, and sustainability platform, because I do believe the vast majority of everyone is in agreeance and consensus with that statement.
Yeah,
It's just,
absolutely.
why leave and bring the same poison that you ran away from, but they don't acknowledge or don't believe that? And it's pretty ludicrous.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are feeling the same way as you and I and everyone else on this, and it's time to wake that sleeping giant, and we have.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being so vocal and exposing. This is what we have to do all across the country. Let's talk about what happened. So after break, your son goes back to school. You start looking through some of the materials and you find, is it understanding our body's curriculum? How did you come across this? Because no one
Well,
told you
and
about it, right?
no. So this was purely identifying at my son's take-home folder the week after the first week of school back from break. That's where I found this curriculum, and then reading through it, it definitely was alarming with introducing broader gender theory and, the sexual discussion that was going to be taking place regarding anatomy. But with the broader gender theory attached, it's like, well, what is this then? One, I don't think that this is age appropriate, but I don't have the slideshows. I don't really know what they're speaking to. So then I look at the e-newsletter and scroll through to find that on their health curriculum statement and go to that hyperlink, but that had an attached teacher's resource guide. So then I got the scope to the pedigree on which a teacher could go in the descriptive nature of this anatomy lesson. And that was extremely alarming. So fast forward though, following that's over the weekend, I'm reviewing this.
Yeah.
That Monday, go into the office, have a discussion with the school principal, definitive, it's not going to be binary. Then I will certainly be signing that opt-out form.
Yeah. And
And
was he shocked? Was the principal shocked that this material was? Because can we talk about the material really quick about why you felt so appalled by it? Is gently or as much as you can, what were they trying to teach a kindergartner? And why are we
Well,
talking about anatomy for a kindergartner
you're right
anyways?
here in front of me. And I mean, I've been extremely thorough. So it really just plays into how in depth you'd like for me to go. But just at face value, it's really understanding our bodies, the basics, a lesson from plan for our lesson plan from rights, respect, and responsibility, a K through 12 curriculum. Fostering respect and responsibility through age appropriate sexuality education. And just the immediate note on language, so just the pink, I mean, that was the first thing that caught my attention. But it goes in, you will notice that this lesson refers to girls and boys and male and female when identifying body parts. Lesson in higher grades use more precise language and begin to introduce a broader concept of gender. This lesson does, however, acknowledge that there are some body parts that mostly girls have and some parts that mostly boys have. Being a boy or a girl doesn't have to mean you have those parts, but for most people, this is how their bodies are. And most people have a vulva and a vagina or a penis and testicles, but some bodies can be different. Your body is exactly what is right for you.
Okay, now we're talking about how what's right for you. And so these
Correct.
are the buzzwords that you start to look at and go, look at my little guy. He's 5, 6 years old. Why are we even discussing this? Good for you, Dad.
That was just like the mind blown, because I can totally understand the need to discuss, sexuality, reproduction, biology, anatomy. Regardless, kindergarten's too soon. They don't
Right.
even know what a femur is.
Right.
Well, come on, guys. This isn't age appropriate. But now, when it's introduced with this woken doctrine, it's like, whoa, this isn't right. And that's what stemmed into meeting with principals, talking to other families. But the most alarming characteristic of all this rollout is everyone is oblivious to the curriculum in its entirety. They
What do you mean
no,
by
I haven't
that?
read it. They didn't see it. So for an example, this folder that I have here,
Yeah.
how thick this is all the paperwork I've received from my son's school from the beginning of the year, minus the last 2 months, because I haven't put the rest of his stuff in here. This is what I've been using as the visual representation of the carbon footprint and the surveillance burden they're putting on these parents. So when you open your take-home folder that's condensed, but you pull out a stack of papers, for example, that's this thick, it's all crayons, colors, art, mathematics, drawing. Most parents will grab this and just place it to the side, put the folder back in, and it probably goes into the recycling bin, or you go through it and keep your mementos.
Okay.
That's how they administered the physical copy attached with the opt-out form and the statement regarding the curriculum. And that was what was so alarming, because there was no direct call out by the teacher, hand delivered. There was no presentation slides attached. And with the physical copy, we didn't even receive the teacher's resource reference guide that goes into describing the scope of it to which the anatomy can be disclosed, which goes really as detailed as clitoris. The clitoris is located between the top of the labia minora and the clitoral
Wow.
hood. It is a small body of spongy tissue that is highly sensitive. It consists of glands or head, a purpurous or foreskin, sometimes called a hood,
I
and
mean,
that
this
goes
is
on. But this is now equivalent to high school anatomy depiction.
right.
But then their default is, well, we have a note that says it's up to the instructor to determine the amount of detail to present to the class.
Which is subjective.
100% subjective, but if you're
Right.
not going to be transparent with all the presentation materials
Right.
and the curriculum in its entirety, you are building the distrust that
Yeah.
any competent parent is going to say, oh, no, I trust you. You didn't
Right.
give me everything, and that statement makes me trust you now.
Right.
That's pretty damning.
It is. And Tanner, to your point, when we used to be in school and it would just be like, boys are boys, girls are girls, and there's difference. And they would just say something, cute in kindergarten, meaning just affirming who they are, who their little soul is. Not that they can change their gender, not that they can pick their gender, not that there's no one was ever talking about sexuality ever in kindergarten. And I'll tell you, about 8 years ago, I was at a conference in California, and a gal who is, this is her niche, is sexualizing the sexualized material in the schools. And she said to me 8 years ago, she said, all the material will now go down to kindergarten because there's a new movement called gender fluidity that they're going to be teaching in kindergarten. This is in California. And sure enough, 6 years later, we saw it all now. In kindergarten, talking about some of the most sensitive discussions. And to your point, leading it up, what teacher, who would know what they're going to do? Because they did not describe to you exactly what kindergarten is. Again, why we've been getting into this, but this is kindergarten through 12th grade. So it's all packed in there and all up to a teacher's discretion on what's age appropriate. So when you met with them and you started pulling back the peels on this, what were some of the responses? This is approved. This is approved, and this is where we're going, or what?
Well, the hardest thing was being so alarmed and going in and talking to the principal to be so definitively showcased on her political bias on the subject. And it was like, you are obviously in favor of this curriculum, so I need to sign this opt-out form and I need to speak at the next school board meeting. When is it?
Good for you.
It's
Good
in
for
3 days. So
you.
then immediately, this is happening on the 12th. I think it was the 14th or the 15th. Go and speak to the school board. Nothing happens. Follow up with the superintendent, express my concerns, want to write up the principal for, conduct. I want to understand how this curriculum came to be and what happened here. Then went back, had an internal meeting with the principal, learned a lot about the curriculum, but then this kindergarten lessons plan was advocated by the district for school choice. So this was not mandated by the district at kindergarten. However, the second grade through 12th is.
Okay.
At which point I addressed, if we keep this curriculum intact at the kindergarten threshold, you are going to hear from the parents because nobody understands that this was in their kids' folder. And we all can acknowledge and agree that the open rates are exceptionally low on these newsletters, and
Sure.
especially lower for the minute hyperlinks that are attached.
Correct. So it's
They
like they're
are not
burying it. They're
giving
burying
you
it.
consent. However, because it's an insinuating consent unless you opt out strategy, you are effectively buffering opt out. If you can't sign out on a curriculum you never saw or an opt out form you didn't know existed, you're automatically in.
Right.
And
Right.
ultimately, to digress, the principal agreed, had internal conversations. They pulled the kindergarten curriculum because they did not want to be in this contentious argument. So
Good
then I
for you.
directed all my attention towards the school board and trying to assess, why are we superseding the state of Colorado in a sexuality curriculum beneath the fifth grade threshold? Because now this is your decision, and you're stating in that essentially that you're superior to the state in this lesson.
Right, let's talk about that because you're referring to the Supreme Court, right?
Nope.
Oh,
This is
wait.
still internal. The
Okay.
district is mandating the second grade curriculum where the state mandates a sexuality health curriculum be taught at the fifth grade
Okay.
level.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So, what happens now? Because I do want to get into the Supreme Court ruling on Mammoth versus Taylor because, I mean, they're violating the Supreme Court too, as well, right?
Yeah, and then I also have a more recent case with Marabelli versus Monta, and that was 2026, I believe in May. So yeah, we can discuss all that because I have federal constitutional Colorado statutes and direct violations of their own internal policies. So yeah, when it's appropriate, we can definitely dive into that.
All right, moms, we'll continue our conversation with Tanner right after this break. Stay with us. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible, and the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning, from free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, If you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their Schoolbox online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue with our interview, I do want to ask everyone to please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. I would so appreciate that. And also, if you happen to have an idea or a topic for our podcast, this podcast today was actually suggested from someone. Would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net? I would appreciate that. We surely do appreciate your input. Lastly, I do want to invite all of our moms that are listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. I really hope that you are one of our moms. We would love to have you. We're moms all across the country uniting, and we're fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. How do you join? It's super simple, and it's all free. You go to momsforamerica.us, sign up for our newsletter, join the community, join Town Square. You'll find your people here. And we're all really on the same page, fighting for our kids and fighting for America. So please join us. And here we go. We're going to head right back into our interview with Tanner. I think a lot of these schools know exactly what they're doing. They know that they're superseding. They know that they're burying. They know that they're not making it available, readily available for their parents. And they also know that there are laws on the books and referendums, whatever we want to call, from the Supreme Court to local, on what can be done and what should be done, and they get around it. So your comment on that.
I agree. It's always best, at least in the path I chose on my discourse, was assume innocent oversight. Guys, do you understand what this is? Well, then I got circulated and pacified, and oh, we understand your concerns, and I'll help as much as I can, but I'm asking for the data, the analytics. What studies did you guys utilize when you adopted this that told you we have a heightened population of transsex kids students K through eight? Because that the stats don't exist. So
Good for
what
you.
was your data metrics and everything? And then I keep digging, I keep researching. And then it really became loud and proud when I had the meeting with the president of the school board and identified, all of these issues similar to what I did with our principal.
Right.
And walked her through the age appropriateness, the political bias, and the violation of parental rights. This protocol is
Yes.
negligent, it's flawed, it's not working. And then they came back and said they found no issues with their protocol, it was followed. And I was like, the whole premise was that the protocol was flawed. So you did not take into true account the sincerity of what I was trying to relay to you. That's when we pushed out the YouTube videos and began spreading the awareness, which led to all the parents and shareholders of the community back in 2023 that were equally in as much opposition and contention against this curriculum were all silenced. During those meeting periods, there was an 80% opposition rating in public comment for those adoption talks. There was a petition of nearly 900 signatures against this curriculum.
In 23.
Correct. The board unanimously approved it. And to make things more colluded and transparent, the current superintendent was the chair for student and family services at the time, who spearheaded this curriculum adoption recommendation, who then assembled a subcommittee, which was partisan and controlled, and made over 50% in-district staff sat on this subcommittee. And they were the ones who put together the advocacy and the affirmation that this was a good curriculum. They totally silenced all those parents. Nothing mattered.
Unbelievable.
And they did it anyway. 2 months later, she's named interim superintendent. And about 7 or 8 months later, she's formally adopted as superintendent.
Oh, wow. So now you're looking at this going, holy cow.
Well, but there's a whole new depth to it. But especially
Yeah.
now, when you play back in real time, my disposition and my scope, the
Sure.
same people I'm expressing my concerns and my grievances with and pleading for resolution are the same ones who led the curriculum charge, pushed the adoption, and are effectively shielding the public from the board and vice versa.
Right, they're
So there
causing
is
that
a
division.
big deal there. Big case for quid pro quo.
Yeah. So now after your discussions, after the exposure, did other parents, because now you talk about in 23 about that petition, what was happening right now in your current situation? What were other parents saying? What was the the temperature like in the school with parental rights?
I mean, truly, a long story short, it really spinned off of no one understands it. Nobody's reading it. Guys, you need to read it.
Yeah.
You need to read it because they're going to teach it here soon.
Right.
They start reading it. I can't believe this is here. When is this happening? Some arbitrary date in February. They didn't disclose the date. Yeah, you need to come to the board meeting.
Yeah.
And, from each one, because now we're 2 months in. We've gained more and more
More
and more, but
momentum,
with
yeah.
the circulation of the YouTube videos we publish,
Yes.
followed by the follow-up on social media and speaking to these things, now more people have been exposed to it. I was just looking at the metrics this morning, but on my last three videos, the most recent one was done like 4 days ago. It's up to 3,000 views. The next one in line's at 9,500. The next one in line's at 9,200. The YouTube videos are just under 9,000. So effectively, we're just underneath almost 30 impressions,
Yeah.
30,000 impressions. And
Jeez.
that is the biggest scope to spreading awareness. But the most unfortunate thing is that everyone is saying, I can't believe it. I support you. Come speak with me. Write these people messages and make a statement on this.
Yeah, right.
I can't do that.
Oh, so
Well,
there was an
why?
intimidation factor,
Well, it's so
huh?
political. This could damn my reputation if I speak out against this. I could
Yeah.
lose my job if I make a statement on this. I could lose my in-district housing if I go against the district.
Lose my job, right?
Again, if it's this contentious and it's this political, what sense does this have being a part of public education? And
Yeah.
that's what led to the whistleblowers and people inside that are so scared to speak up because of the district, the teachers' union losing their job or their housing because effectively they're indentured servants. If the internal stakeholders in the district
Yeah.
are that against the district and that oppressed, and the community is too scared to be contentious,
Yeah.
this is a bigger problem.
It sure is. It sure is. Where are we now? Did some folks come forward? Did their curriculum, is it on, it is on pause for kindergartners, but it's going
That is
to it.
solely just in my school and
Oh, I see.
without
Not
diving into it
district-wise.
further. Nope, that's not a district. It's advocated
Okay.
for schools to use that curriculum in kindergarten, but I've only heard from his princip our principal that her advocation was, well, half the schools adopted this in the kindergarten level. What are those schools' names? Well, I don't have that data. You should talk to the superintendent. Okay, talk to the superintendent. Nothing. We don't collect that data. Okay, then I go to Chair of Student and Family Services and I'm like, yeah, so I'm really trying to understand the scope of this and how many kindergarten classrooms are susceptible to this curriculum.
Yeah.
Tanner, we don't have that. Well, how can you not? Because it's so contentious that you guys have to bring in district nurses to teach it because the teachers refuse. You know exactly which schools you're teaching it to.
They
Tanner, I
went
don't
no
want to get into it.
transparency.
I don't want to, I don't have the answers to that. And I'm like, so essentially, we just keep getting brick walled, stone walled, and the resolve is submit a court request form. Why
So
are
they
we
just keep
hiding it
burying
if
it.
it's this glorified, beautiful curriculum that's meant to empower
Right.
these kids and keep them safe? Why
Right.
is it not listed on the district's website? Why is it not proudly boasted in the common areas of the schools that are on their websites? You guys
Absolutely.
are, there's a huge contradiction here. There's a
Ins
discrepancy, and I plan to see it through.
yeah. Well, you seem very determined. Good for you, Dad, because a lot of people would give up, and that's what they hope. They hope that everybody just gives up and goes away, or they can intimidate them.
Yeah, it's just the reality of the situation, and what made this more of a personal vendetta was the fact that the same people I was being diplomatic and following due process with are the ones who are responsible directly for this curriculum, this sinister, discreet rollout strategy, and total misconception of health curriculum. They did that. They silenced all those people in 2023, which most left the district or pursued private or homeschool options.
Sure.
So that's my new point on this, is I'm not the first one you've heard from, and this is why you're so passive with me, but I will be the last to make this a big deal again. And all that community is coming back alive and tearing open that wound. And I'm
Good.
pleading for them to do so because we need the numbers. And that's my biggest advocacy, is you can't say, wow, Tanner's really professional. He can really speak. He's got his hands on this. He's got it. I support you. That isn't going to work.
Right.
There's strength in
There
numbers,
sure
and they
is,
need
yeah.
to know that the community will not stand for this any longer. And the whole point that I keep coming back to, the community was oblivious to it. And we're talking Basalt, Colorado to Glenwood Springs, Colorado. There's over 5,000 kids in this district, K through 12.
And
It's
they're
not
all going to
one
get this.
school,
Yeah,
one
right.
problem.
Right. Oh, it's district wide. And that's why I know you've been meeting with Joelle. That's why we have our school district
Right.
ambassadors to be the eyes and the ears, the parents that are exposing the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, I mean, we want to be supporting our schools, but as soon as there's a concern, parents are the number one influence in their kids' lives, and the school is re it does have the responsibility to report and to be transparent. So where are we now on this at this point in this interview here? I know I've got more school board meetings coming up. I know you're rallying the troops. What do you see coming? What do you see happening?
Well, we have bigger things. I mean, we're working to establish a coalition to really combat subject like this long term and have, a place that people can come together and be a community focal on issues that come up in district and in our area. But then we're also working on developing the website, the platform, circulating petitions, pushing for people to come online and spread awareness and speak up and make their voices heard. But then individually for me, I am over this process. And too often have I been met with, Tanner, it takes time. And truly the only way to see it happen and change to take effect is to change the elections. You have to
True.
vote in the right candidate. And I'm saying, I can't wait a year and a half.
No, not when you
I've
have a little guy like
exhausted.
that.
No,
Yeah.
but I've exhausted all of the, administration's remedies for this situation. And that was my point made last night and yesterday with the school board and superintendent. Because I emailed them all directly. And then at the school board meeting, I provided them all a physical copy with a light statement to this. But
Right. You
basically, I put
filed,
together
right?
a detailed dispute foundation and laid out the federal constitutional Colorado statutes and in-district policy violations that are taking place and the violation of parental rights that is
Yeah.
happening. And I spelled it all out with all of the evidence and a nice executive summary with a dissertation and put together some requests for us to meet within 10 days, effectively being April 1st.
Okay.
I'd love to meet with them internally and find a resolution for the betterment of the district and work with them to address this violation, to fix it. And we don't need to go to litigation or push further public scrutiny and damage more district equity. We need to fix this because it's a virtuous matter. Politics, religion, all these things aside, this is a right and wrong and a good and evil. But all that aside, you are legally liable on this. On multiple accounts, I'm pleading with you to do the right thing and protect the district, protect these kids.
So do you have
Ultimately,
legal?
that's a defect.
Do you have legal counsel then? If you don't, if you have to, I guess that's where this all goes. And we've worked with a lot of conservative attorneys that have gone in to fight for parental rights and expose situations like this, not only in school districts, but in all from school districts to offices, medical law, everywhere.
I'm
So
currently assessing options right now.
good
I've
for
got
you.
quite a few resources, but the biggest thing I've been running into on several that have fallen through is the I have to have somebody who's willing to litigate on this matter. And yes, the Supreme Court hearings with Mullman and Taylor last year, June 2025, this most recent one, Mirabelli and versus Bonta, 2026. They're so new that they don't really know how to combat the decisions and implement them, but it seems like it's a pretty clear path forward. But I just need the attorney who's a true patriot and wants to see this through. But of course, on the legal side of things and litigation, I really want to refrain from doing that. I want to do everything possible to not have to do that because it's going to continue to deplete the district's resources, which they do not have. They're already trying to propose another mill levy override. They are in financial distress. This is not what we need. However, if that's what we're going to do, if we're going to stand on this and this is going to be your loud and proud, dig your heels in, then it deserves to fail. And we're going to build back better. So be it. The community is sick of this. They don't
They
stand
sure
on
are.
this. We're done.
I parents across the country are just so fed up with this. As soon as their eyes are opened to something like this, and fighters like you step into the arena and just hold the school board accountable and expose, it's a tough fight, but hopefully they'll do the right thing. We would like to see this curriculum just completely taken out for inappropriate ages. And my gosh, who knows what their whole agenda is with this? I mean, basically here, I'm in Illinois, they want to put mental health clinics in every school. How scary is that? I mean, this just continues and continues. There's just no end to the infringement on the children and sidestepping the parental rights. So thank you so much. I wish that we're going to have to follow this because I can tell by your determination that you are going to get this figured out. Are you going to keep Tanner there right now?
Hayes? For the
I mean, not
time
Tanner
being, I
Hayes,
mean,
sorry. Keep Hayes
yeah,
there.
not a problem. I mean, for the time being, we only have a couple months left, and then it's summer break. But pending this decision and everything, I really need to rescope our foundation and the best security for us. Because being a single dad, it's not like a homeschool option independently or private school option is very realistic. I do really enjoy RE2 and Down Valley way of life. But again, this is my home. Yeah, I would love to be here, but it is hard to be here with just all the social and economic changes and everything that's happening. It is very hard to stay here. So there better be a pretty good reason to stay here because you're going to pay for it. We're running out of reasons to stay. And that's the most alarming thing with this because now
Sure is.
I got the curriculum pulled from my son in kindergarten. He's effectively safe. Tanner, why are you pushing this so hard now? Why are you going after the rest of it?
Well, not because he's
Because
going to
I'm
first grade
thinking
next
about
year.
your kids. It doesn't take much to change an entire generation. All you need is a freshman through senior class with the same indoctrination and ideology.
Sure does.
And you effectively change votes, jobs, the whole
Those are
generation
the
has been
leaders.
changed.
Those are our leaders, of the next
But
generation.
all these parents are so, I just don't know how to burn that flame into them. Where's your pride and dignity? You might feel safe moving, going to homeschool, doing something else, but if the masses get taught this, believe this, they're groomed into this ideology. At some point, your child is going to be outnumbered, outvoted, and outcast. Do you understand that? When your daughter's in seventh grade getting changed in the locker room, and there's a boy in there saying, "I have a vagina too, it just looks different. You want to see?" How are you going to handle that when you decided to be quiet now? And the biggest point is, if the kids aren't noble enough of a cause for you to come alive and join the fight, then quite simply put, you're not going to.
Wow, you are spot on. You are spot on, Tanner. It is. It's they say, "Oh, it's not my kid. I'll take him out. We'll do homeschool like you're saying. I'll do private." But these still are the children that they play at the schoolyard together. They're, in scouts, or they're at church, or they're at the community, or they work at the library or wherever. This is our society, and our culture is being attacked, and it's being ruined for these poor kids. And as parents, we have to step up. We have to use our voice. Thank you for what you're doing. Right now there's not a resolve, but you have become a leader in this movement. And all I can say is thank you, really.
Oh, thank you so much. It takes a lot, and it takes everybody coming together. But if you don't know what's happening, that's it. You just simply don't know. So just spreading the facts and everything, that's all we need. But it is identifying, hey, this isn't just a quiet little mountain town that you're so blessed that all that craziness back east isn't here. Oh my gosh, we have such a safe sanctuary. No, the wolves are at your door. It is in your backyard. And this is directly to blame on this progressive movement. DEI ideology and woken doctrine. This is how far we've fallen. This is what we're doing now. So you can affirm me as a woman if I choose to identify as one. But you can't affirm me as an African American if I choose to be that. You can't affirm me as a cat if I
It's
want to be a cat.
ridiculous.
Well, but the hypocrisy of the statement, that's just as blatant obvious. How far have we fallen? We all can agree this isn't right. So why do we keep putting up with it? That's the waking giant waking up. We're not putting up with it anymore. Enough's enough.
Enough is
We're
enough,
done with
yeah.
this.
Thank you, Tanner. Thank you for speaking up. Thank you for being a voice. And bottom line is, parents, you need to be looking in your kids' backpacks. If they're in public education, you have to be so aware. There's opt-out forms. They automatically opt you in. It is as bad as you think it is. And like you said, you're in a small community. I'm in Chicago. People just assume it's happening in big cities, but it's not. It's happening in small towns. And the parents have to expose, and they have to hold the school boards accountable, and they have to be really engaged. And I think that's really your point to the parents, right? As a closing statement, make sure you're seeing and understanding what's happening as far as down to kindergarten.
Absolutely. And just being genuine parents and being present and taking in for account their long days, but their fast years. And man, you good. I don't care how tired you are after coming home and working, bear crawl down the hallway and play and be active, be attentive, do everything you can to be involved because you don't get this time back. And honestly, your kids aren't going to remember how much your money was in your bank account. They're going to remember the trips and the fun they had with you. That's number one. Then all this stuff, you'll naturally filter it out and you'll naturally come alive and be emboldened by it with, and I pray you don't, but if something like this happens, you will be on top of it. I caught this, and this is the second year of this rollout. So this is the time to get it removed because if I join the district and it was, the doctrine for the last decade, it's really hard to fight that system. It's been accepted. As it comes in, it's a cancer, and if you don't cut it out, it will spread. But remember, just enjoy your kids. Be a part of their lives and do not trust your government or the school to raise them.
That's right. They're not theirs, they're ours. And they've decided
That's right.
that they're going to take all of the liberties and teach and train your children. So we have to get back to reading, writing, arithmetic. We need transparency and we need parents that hold our schools accountable. Thank you, Tanner, for all that you're doing. We're going to follow this and appreciate you being a voice. I want to just encourage you. Thank you for being a warrior. We need more parents like this all across the country. So thank you very much and God bless your voice. And I pray that more parents in your community gather up. And I know that you're going to do great things over there. You're going to stop this. I feel pretty hopeful.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I really
Thank you.
appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And the best to your little guy.
Thank you.
All right. Special thanks to Tanner, to all those dads. Boy, we need more of you out there, along with our moms, speaking up at the schools and holding them accountable. I do want to just do a quick plug here for our school district ambassador program. Joelle has been, and so is Dr. Kelly Coase, helping Tanner and helping to consult on some of this as well. You can be a school district ambassador. We have a program that you can go through. You'll feel actually like you have the tools and the toolkit to approach your school board and hold them accountable. Ask for transparency and be the eyes and ears for moms and dads in your community. Again, you check all that out at momsforamerica.us. And while you're there, check out all our other programs and resources, seminars and webinars. We've got an incredible amount of information, just about every topic you can imagine, to help moms again in their journey through motherhood. Go to momsforamerica.us. All right, from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress, we have it all, moms. We're here to help serve you and encourage you. And just remember, you are your child's greatest influencer. You are Mama Bear. All right, I'll see you next week, and let's keep changing our country one home at a time. God bless. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.